Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. One of America's least populous states, North Dakota, recently surged to the top of the list of new COVID-19 cases per capita, registering more than 6,000 active cases and nearly 40,000 overall among its residents, who number fewer than 700,000. The COVID-19 surge has refocused debate on mask wearing in a region known for resisting government mandates. North Dakota is among several states seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwestern city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a two-week stay-at-home order. The new infections reported in the U.S. on Monday brings the total since February to more than 8.7 million, the highest total in the world, according to the data from Hopkins. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID-19 fatalities with more than 225,700. Worldwide, there are more than 43.6 million cases and just over 1 million deaths recorded. Russia, France, Sweden, Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. A new study of the British population shows that antibodies in the human body fighting against COVID-19 declined rapidly in the British population during the summer, suggesting any immunity against the virus may not last long. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus, hours after daily infections hit a record high and COVID-19-related deaths, that is, jumped on Tuesday. The measure will cost nearly $6.4 billion and include grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. This, according to the Prime Minister, Giuseppe Conte. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, Conte ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut down gyms, movie theaters, and swimming pools, triggering protests against the closure in several cities. Tropical storm Zeta is heading toward the central U.S. Gulf Coast Wednesday. Hurricane warnings posted already for Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border. Hurricane Zeta brought strong winds, heavy rain to Mexico's Caribbean coast before weakening to a tropical storm on Tuesday. There were no reports of deaths or significant damage after Zeta made landfall on the Yucatan Peninsula. Late Monday, the second hurricane to hit the peninsula this month. More than 1,800 firefighters have been deployed to fight two fast-raging wildfires in the U.S. state of California, including the largest Silverado fire, which started on Monday. As of Tuesday, more than 80,000 homes have been evacuated, with a total of 27,800 acres of land affected by those fires so far. The Greek Navy says one of its ships has collided with a container vessel near the Greek coast, injuring two crewmen, seriously damaging the Navy ship. The cargo ship, a much larger vessel registered to Portugal, was not damaged in the collision. All the crewmen on the Greek minesweeper were rescued. And the late Samsung chairman Lee Kun-hee's farewell ceremony was held in Seoul early Wednesday. Lee, who transformed the small television maker into a global giant of consumer electronics, died Sunday with his family at his side. And fire erupted in one of Rio de Janeiro's main hospitals Tuesday, forcing rescue workers to evacuate at least 200 people there. A COVID patient reportedly died while being moved to a safe location. And here in the U.S., the Los Angeles Dodgers are Major League Baseball's new champion, clinching the first World Series title since 1988 with a 3-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in Game 6 Tuesday night. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.